模拟卷九。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A.
1. Fasten your seatbelt, sir.
Of course. I didn't realize that we were going to land so soon.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. Do you have a single room with bath for tonight and tomorrow night?
Just a moment, sir. Well, we haven't any singles left, I'm afraid, but we could let you have a twin-bedded room for the same price.
Question. Who is the woman most likely to be? Three. I'd like to send this package by rapid service.
Sure, that will cost $2 for the postage and another $1.5 for the rapid service.
Question. How much in all will it cost the man to send the package? Four. Hurry, there's a bus coming.
Why run? There will be another one in 2 or 3 minutes.
Question. What does the woman mean? Five. Wow, your apartment looks great. When did you have time to paint it?
I didn't. I had it done professionally.
Question. What does the woman say about her apartment?
Six. Why are you leaving so early? The drama doesn't start until 8.
I don't want to be at the traffic there. It's terrible on the expressway during the rush hour.
Question. What does the man mean?
Seven. Victor is really something. He nearly got killed when he tried to rescue a drowning boy yesterday.
Well, so far as I know, that was not the first dangerous situation he was in for others.
Question. What do we learn about Victor from the conversation? Eight. I'm sorry, madam. The coach is somewhat behind schedule.
That's all right. I'll just sit here and read the newspaper in the meantime.
Question. What do we learn about the coach from the conversation? Nine. Wow, that's a big assignment we've got for the English class.
Well, it's not as bad as it looks. It isn't due until Thursday morning.
Question. What does the woman mean? Ten. Hello, Tracy. How come you're sweating on such a cold day?
Sorry, I'm late for the meeting. Just after I passed through the supermarket, my car broke down, so I decided to rush all the way here.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Section B. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It's 60 years since Lego got the patent of their little plastic blocks, and since then, over 600 billion bricks have been produced. While some people think Lego is just for children, or that being grown up means leaving playfulness behind, my job often includes convincing young grown adults in sensible jobs to play with Lego and build whatever comes to mind. As a Lego serious play promoter, I ask people to build their thoughts, ideas, and feelings. The serious play aspect encourages participants to get creative through play. This allows people to put aside their usual barriers and respond in a more natural, free way. This has been shown to awaken narratives and expressions not usually available, because when people are playful, they can say and do things they don't normally say and do. And when we say things we don't normally say, we get to talk about things that we don't normally talk about. The LEGO Serious Play method asks participants to build models that represent their thinking. This gives them the space to consider their own ideas without the influence of other people's input. It means that when they are then asked to present their ideas, these are already formed and not subject to any commonly held view. Through this, people can find more original and honest voices.
Now listen again, please.
It's 60 years since LEGO got the patent of their little plastic blocks, and since then, over 600 billion bricks have been produced. While some people think LEGO is just for children, or that being grown up means leaving playfulness behind, my job often includes convincing young grown adults in sensible jobs to play with LEGO and build whatever comes to mind. As a LEGO Serious Play promoter, I ask people to build their thoughts, ideas, and feelings. The Serious Play aspect encourages participants to get creative through play. This allows people to put aside their usual barriers and respond in a more natural, free way. This has been shown to awaken narratives and expressions not usually available, because when people are playful, they can say and do things they don't normally say and do. And when we say things we don't normally say, we get to talk about things that we don't normally talk about. The LEGO Serious Play method asks participants to build models that represent their thinking. This gives them the space to consider their own ideas without the influence of other people's input. It means that when they are then asked to present their ideas, these are already formed and not subject to any commonly held view. Through this, people can find more original and honest voices.
Questions. 11. What does the speaker's job include?
How does Serious Play benefit participants?
13. Why does the LEGO Serious Play method ask participants to build models?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Many people suffer from some form of extreme anxiety. Some experience occasional attacks of panic for almost no reason. Others go around in a state of continual uneasiness. How do we control anxiety? The best way is to take drugs that help patients manage their anxiety. Patients who take these drugs say that they're able to work, to sleep, and to go to places they feared to visit before. But the effects of the drugs on the human body, especially on the nervous system, have not been known for a long time. Scientists have started a series of studies to identify the effects of the drugs on the brain and have gained some insight into the costs and benefits of the anti-anxiety drugs. They are valuable because they can reduce the effects of expected failure, frustration, and disappointment. But their value demands a price. Two effects of the drugs are obviously harmful. First, they weaken a person's ability to react to changes. Second, they fail to help a person deal with unexpected troubles. It is fairly certain that people will meet with problems they have never expected. So these harmful effects may make the price of anti-anxiety drugs too high.
Now listen again, please.
many people suffer from some form of extreme anxiety. Some experience occasional attacks of panic for almost no reason. Others go around in a state of continual uneasiness. How do we control anxiety? The best way is to take drugs that help patients manage their anxiety. Patients who take these drugs say that they're able to work, to sleep, and to go to places they feared to visit before. But the effects of the drugs on the human body, especially on the nervous system, have not been known for a long time. Scientists have started a series of studies to identify the effects of the drugs on the brain and have gained some insight into the costs and benefits of the anti-anxiety drugs. They are valuable because they can reduce the effects of expected failure, frustration, and disappointment. But their value demands a price. Two effects of the drugs are obviously harmful. First, they weaken a person's ability to react to changes. Second, they fail to help a person deal with unexpected troubles. It is fairly certain that people will meet with problems they have never expected, so these harmful effects may make the price of anti-anxiety drugs too high.
Questions. 14. According to the speaker, what is the best way to manage anxiety?
What does the speaker say about the anti-anxiety drugs?
16. What harmful effect do the anti-anxiety drugs have? 17 to 20 are based on the following conversation.
Okay, Mr. Smith, let's begin your road test.
Oh, I know I'm ready. I've been practicing in my driveway all week.
Right, as I'm sure you are aware, you will not only be tested on your knowledge of the rules of the road, but on your behavior toward other motorists.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
Whoa, take it easy. The speed limit in this business district is only 25 miles an hour. Now, turn right at the next corner. Not here. Whoa, you forgot to signal too.
Gosh, I didn't see that one.
Ah, forget it. Just keep driving.
So, how am I doing? Can I just take a glance at your notes?
No, watch out, Mr. Smith. Now you're driving too close to the vehicle in front of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so excited about getting my license today.
Okay, now carefully turn right here. And wait, stop! You almost hit that pedestrian. How in the world did you pass the written test anyway? You have to give way to any pedestrians crossing the street.
Oh, sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Whoa! Get out. I'm driving back to the office.
Does this mean I didn't pass the test?
Look, Mr. Smith, could you do me a favor? When you come back to take the test again, plan on coming on Friday.
Again? Why? Is it less crowded that day?
No, it's my day off.
Now listen again, please.
Okay, Mr. Smith, let's begin your road test.
Oh, I know I'm ready. I've been practicing in my driveway all week.
Right, as I'm sure you are aware, you will not only be tested on your knowledge of the rules of the road, but on your behavior toward other motorists.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
Whoa, take it easy. The speed limit in this business district is only 25 miles an hour. Now, turn right at the next corner. Not here. Whoa, you forgot to signal too.
Gosh, I didn't see that one.
Ah, forget it. Just keep driving.
So, how am I doing? Can I just take a glance at your notes?
No, watch out, Mr. Smith. Now you're driving too close to the vehicle in front of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so excited about getting my license today.
Okay. Now carefully turn right here. And wait, stop! You almost hit that pedestrian. How in the world did you pass the written test anyway? You have to give way to any pedestrians crossing the street.
Oh, sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Whoa! Get out. I'm driving back to the office.
Does this mean I didn't pass the test?
Look, Mr. Smith, could you do me a favor? When you come back to take the test again, plan on coming on Friday.
Again? Why? Is it less crowded that day?
No, it's my day off.
Questions. 17. Why is the man taking the test?
Where did the man begin his test?
19. What mistake did the man make?
20. What does the woman suggest the man do at the end of the conversation?